Okay.
Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Glenn?
Yes.
Hi, Glenn. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
Oh, you're with the local Splash?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow, I'm just trying to make sure this is a legit call.
A legitimate call?
You know, or a robocall or whatever, because a lot of that stuff happens. Because in order to get my phone number, you can go to Home Advisor, and it's available to the public
mm-hmm.
when you just look up for professional contractors.
That's very true. Yeah.
Do you use the same way with your company, with this local Splash?
Is it what? I'm sorry?
Is it open to the public where anybody can do a search and it'll come up? Local
for our company? Of course. Anyone that's listed on the internet, right? Typically especially if they're advertising on the internet, their phone number is going to be attached to the listing, right? So clients can contact them.
Okay, double check it. Yeah, because I've actually run across one company that's not.
Well,
and then
sometimes
I had to
people
call
don't.
Up. That's how I
yeah.
found out that some of the other agencies are open to the public, not all. So that's
some
what
people
I had
just
at.
Want their name out there, but then they for whatever reason they choose not to include their phone number. But I mean, whichever you know the case may be, we may have found you that way. I mean, it looks like you are listed in various directories. I mean, I do see the Home
you
Advisor.
You know what? Yeah, because of the fact, when I got the call from whoever this guy was that called me with a local Splash.
Dennis?
Okay.
Local Splash, Dennis. Uh-huh.
I guess that's who it was. He really didn't recognize himself. I just knew he was a male. And it came up with Home Advisor's number. This is
mm-hmm.
why I'm even asking all that. It comes up as 877-635-6225.
That's not a Home Advisor number, sir. That's our direct contact number through Local Splash.
Wow. I wonder how it is so weird. Okay. I'm writing it down.
What is
not
the...
only that, I've even gotten some weird calls with people wanting stuff done, and I contact them, and then I'm hearing excuses. Oh, we're in the hospital. We can't make it there. Blah, blah, blah. All I can do is text my left hand, you know, all this excuses, you know, when I'm asking
text
direct.
Text your left hand? What does that mean?
For direct answers, and I'm not getting them, you know, then they give me a runaround. So that tells me that person's not a real person.
What did you mean when you said text my left hand? What does that mean?
Oh, this is what he would say to me. I got this one, okay, not through Home Advisor, okay,
uh-huh.
not through Angie Needs or anything, right? I don't know who it came from. This guy said he found my information online, and I
mm-hmm.
said, great, okay. And I said, what's it for? Because it was about painting.
Mm-hmm.
So actually they looked it up, and I couldn't find the location. The address of what this person was talking about at all. So I even got back to that person, you know, and that's when I had excuses. And not only that, the first time I called that, a person answered the phone, which I thought it was the right person, but it was not. Because that person said, just a minute, I'll have that person call you back. And that was it. Then I heard nothing. Then all of a sudden they get a text, they're like, oh, here's the images of the apartment and stuff like this. And then I contacted that person again through those images he had sent me and saying, well, how come I can't find your address? No reply. I even had one like that over in Gypsum.
Are you talking about leads that you're
on.
Getting through Home Advisor?
No. One is from Home Advisor, okay, the last one in Gypsum, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
But not this other one where I was doing a running around in Steamboat.
Oh. So you just got that call randomly? How did they find you?
That's what they said. They found me on the internet. So I said, okay, it must be, that's when I started searching some other, the home advisor, and that's when the home advisor said, yes, all the contractors' numbers are open to the public.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that may have been how we found you. I mean, once we have a position that becomes available, we have a team of specialists that are assigned to that area to fill the position. So the reason that you're getting this call today, what's that?
No, I totally understand that because he goes, you know, because he knew I was in Steamboat. Okay, even though I have a Wyoming number.
Right.
But it's actually, I live in Steamboat, Colorado. And then he had asked me, how big of an area can I travel to? And I can cover a pretty big area in the mountain towns. Just depending on what they're scheduling it.
Okay. And you can handle more work, right?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Okay. So, I mean.
I've been in business for a little over 38 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Congratulations on that. Do you have any crews working with you, or are you doing this on your own?
Yes. Yes. The both.
Oh, okay.
If the job's small enough, I do it myself. If not, then I have a crew with me. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. That's good. So, I mean, what would you say? So you've been doing this for a long time. That's really good. And you're open to commercial and residential?
Pricing is. It's mostly just residential.
Okay.
I don't do commercial.
Okay. All right. Well, we can help you with that. So how this works, first off, I want you to know, Glenn, we are a premier Google channel partner. That's the highest ranking you can get when it comes to the Google partner. And when it comes to SEO services, which is what we're offering you today, first page placement on Google and various listings, you want to go with a Google partner, okay? Now, we've been in business for almost 17 years. We're very capable of providing this service for you, okay? Matter of fact, I can show that to you. As far as the rate goes, everything here is month to month. There's no contract, okay? Now,
what do you mean by that?
So we're you know what this call is in regards to, right? First page placement on Google in that map section.
Right.
So it's a flat rate each month. Yeah.
What is that flat rate?
So being that it is Cyber Monday, right, we are offering a special. We can get you in out the door for just $299 month to month. No contract.
Wow, that's a lot different from the prices the person before that transferred me to you. Okay? He said $10 to $12. And you're saying over $200.
$10 to $12?
And that's just for 1 month.
Well, that is $10 to $12. $299? $10 to $12? It's actually on the lower end of that, right?
No, I see it's $10 is $10, nothing close to $200. And I see $12 at $12.
Well, if there's 30 days in a month times 10, that's $300.
That was not explained to me.
$10 to $12 a day, right? But it's not, we don't charge you daily. We don't charge you $10
each day. It did say per day. It did say per day. And this is why I said I want to speak to someone that knows a little bit more.
Well, that was just a ballpark figure that he provided you, right? So he said it could range anywhere from $10 to $12 a day, which it is, right? $299 within that $10 to $12.
He didn't say anything about per day. He just said $10 to $12.
He didn't say a day.
You explained it more thoroughly and said it's $200 for the month. That's a lot of difference right there.
It sure is. I'm so sorry.
That's how
it
was explained to me. How am I supposed to, truly understand all this? So I'm kind of glad I'm speaking to you. So out of that $200 for the month, okay, then let's say you give me a lead, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that, Is that what you would do, or would
no.
the customer search for me?
The customer would
and
search for your services.
Me.
So if they were to
okay.
Google residential painting, interior painting, exterior painting, what will happen is, you know, a map pops up on that first page. I'm sure you've used that map section on Google. So nobody looks past that first page of Google in that map section, hardly ever, right? Most people base their decision off that first page. What we will do is we'll
right.
place Glenn's custom painting on that first page. So when they're doing a search for your services, you'll be found.
No matter what the project entails.
No matter what the project entails, whether they're big jobs or small jobs.
I see.
You will show up. So, I mean, the companies that are showing up right now in your local area, there's Swoop Painting, Flying Z Painting, CBJ Painting and Construction, Lawton Painting Company. You may have heard of a few of these. There is
right.
Good People Painting, Rainbow Painters, Inc. So these are all companies that are showing up on the first page of Google in Steamboat Springs for interior painting. So what we'll do is we'll place you in front of your competitors so you'll be one of the top recommended in your area.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then that gives me the opportunity to contact that customer?
As,
or the customer
well, what will happen is they'll reach out to you.
Right. Okay. This is where I'm just trying to figure out and get all the details about this.
Yes, so it's not a pay-per-lead campaign. That's not what we're offering you today. We're offering you first-page placement on Google. So you're essentially paying for the placement where you'll have unlimited calls coming your way, and they'll be coming to you directly. So instead of paying for each lead, you're paying for the position on that first page, and then clients will contact you direct without having to pay for each lead. So, I mean...
Oh, okay.
It's a lot different than being listed in a directory, right? You're going to be listed
yes.
direct. You're cutting out that middleman altogether, really.
No, I totally understand all that.
Yeah. So, but that's not all we're going
to
do.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm just asking all these questions. I'm just asking all these questions just because of the fact that the first guy I was talking to had an accent.
Uh huh.
So you know what happens? You know, when you hear someone on the other end of the call you've made. And you know, and they're speaking to you with an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you might listen to it, but then again, a lot of the questions aren't answered correctly, which happened in this case. Except
right.
for when you are actually talking with me, I'm getting the true grid out of it. Okay.
Right.
So always keep that in mind, especially the way these phone. You know, with the robocalls and all the spam calls and everything.
No, I definitely I definitely understand,
you know,
Glenn. And rest assured, you know, we're located in Southern California, you know, Orange County, California. And
oh, really? Whereabouts? I got relatives there.
Oh, do you really? Fountain Valley.
Yeah. Where?
Fountain Valley.
I have no. I don't have any cousins that live there. Not in that,
where do they
not
live?
In that area there. Well, they're sort of scattered all around, closer to the beach. Is one. I can't remember right offhand. I'd have to go and look at their actual addresses. I just know the location.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And,
yeah, we're in Orange County, yeah, not far from, you know, like Anaheim, like Disneyland, right? Surrounding areas would be... I don't know. Well, Anaheim, Irvine. I don't know if you've heard of. Are you familiar with Orange County? Have you come out here before? Or
No.
Oh, wow.
And I have an aunt that lives in Gardena.
Gardena.
Yeah, her son and daughters. Live all around in Orange County, but they're not all in the same place.
Oh yeah, there's
but
a there's
in kind of, Orange County. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
I guess Orange County is right, exactly. So it was all that, but anyway, So, in other words, in order to end this call short, you need my credit card number to place me on the list to put me up on the top of the list.
Hey, if it's something that you're correct. Interested in moving forward with, if you could see the value in placing your company on that first page of Google, it is a paid service. So we do have a special going on right now. We can get you in out the door for just $299 month to month.
So what would it be next week? If this is Cyber Week.
That's the rate that we could lock you in for today, right? So typically...
So it changes every week.
We have specials, you know, depending on the time of the year, right? Just like any other company does. But our average prices, I'll tell you what, this package that we're getting you in for is called the Platinum Package. And typically it goes for $599 with a $299 setup fee. So you're getting a heck of a deal. I mean, we're essentially cutting that rate in half. Right. Exactly.
I pay the $200, I'm covered for this month, which is almost over with.
So how it works is we would lock you in today for $299, and then every month after on the 29th day, you would be billed the $299.
Oh, so I wouldn't be billed any $500 or anything like that.
Oh, no. That's going to be your rate. As long as you're signed up with Local Splash, your rate will be locked in for $299, not a penny more.
Now I can see it. Okay, that sounds a lot more logical.
I'm sorry about that misunderstanding, but it's definitely, we're talking first page of Google. Imagine if we could get you one good job, that would pay for the entire, you know, that'll cover the cost of the program,
right?
Oh, yeah,
right? I totally know what you mean by all that. Yeah.
So,
just like home advisors, you know, you still got to pay for the lead, you know, and then you have to contact that customer. They don't contact you.
So, exactly.
Yeah, that's what home advisor does. But then it's the same thing that Google, that customer would contact me, or I would get their phone number to contact them.
Well, the only way you can get their phone number to contact them is after they contact you. So they're not, you know, we're not going to be involved whatsoever. This is going to be directly between you and your client. So if they see you on Google, when they see you on Google, rather, and they choose, and then they call you for your services, if you decide that you're able to help them, right? Then you'll be in direct communication with you and your client, right? So of course you'll be able to contact them. They'll however you do
no,
it.
No, I totally understand what you're saying and everything. So I totally got the picture of all this, but right at the moment, got a lot of stuff going on today, so I can't keep following through with this conversation, and I still want to commit with this, but not at this moment. Maybe tomorrow.
I understand. What would be holding you? I mean, what's your main concern for moving forward at this point, as opposed to tomorrow? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I'm waiting on some money to come in.
Okay.
So I can further on, and then I go, here's an extra $200. Yeah, let's do that. You know. Instead of wait a minute, you got this bill and that bill.
Well, it's an investment, right? You know, if
you
spend $1, knowing you get $10 back, I'm sure you'd want to spend that dollar, right?
No, I totally understand what you're saying. What's your name again?
My name is Stephanie.
Sorry. Stephanie, that's it.
Mm-hmm. So what if, I mean, this is something we are looking to fill today. Right. Unfortunately, it's my job to tell you, I do have to let you know there's no way for us to hold this position for you, Glenn. But if we can get.
Oh, so if I called you guys tomorrow, it wouldn't work. And I wouldn't get the $200.
We may not.
$200 special.
Exactly. So we might not be able to honor the, you know, at that rate that we're offering today.
I can't do it today. There's no way. There's no way I can do it today. I'm sorry. I wish I could,
what?
But no.
No, I completely understand.
And some of the companies you named off, yes, I'm very well aware of them.
Okay.
Okay. And, yeah, there's no way, Stephanie, that I can do any amount of money today. Period.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to, but unable to. Tomorrow, if it was good for tomorrow, then that's another possibility. But for right now, the answer, I can't commit. So tomorrow, it could be no problem.
Okay. So what I could do, Glenn, is, am I speaking with you on a cell phone?
Yes,
it's
my
prefer...
one and only.
Okay, would you
it's
prefer
my one
an
and
email?
Only phone. So if anybody calls, it's no problem. Email, it's all good too. Either or. A text
okay.
or an email. Do you have
I'll,
my email address?
I do not. What's the best email address for you?
GLENOYA. All lowercase. @gmail.com. Very simple.
Perfect. So, Glenn, I'll go ahead and send you some, essentially what I'll be sending you is everything that we discussed in writing. Okay. And, what I could do is contact you tomorrow. When would be a good time to give you a call back tomorrow? What time works best for you?
No, it'd be the early afternoon.
Early afternoon? Okay.
Well, yeah, just after, you know, lunchtime
okay.
and all that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 1 o'clock?
That'd be the best, yeah.
Or 2 o'clock, okay. All right. Well, I will give you a call back.
I'll put that down. You said
yeah,
2 o'clock, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, because okay. we'll be on our okay. lunch at 1 o'clock. So I can give you a call back after our lunch, and we'll take it from there.
Mm, that's a 1 o'clock lunch for you guys.
Well, no, wait, aren't
way.
You 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
no,
I'm mountain time.
Oh,
no,
you're right.
West Coast time.
You're right. So 1 o'clock works for
different.
You?
1 o'clock, that'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully
well,
I
will
can give
you
a positive answer right then. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. We look forward to potentially earning your business, Glenn, and I'll give you a call back tomorrow at 1.
No, that sounds really, really good, and I appreciate this, Stephanie.
Yeah. Absolutely. It'll be about 1:15, okay?
Oh, now it's 1:15?
Well,
okay. Make sure you don't inhale your food. You got to chew it properly, you know?
Thank you for the reminder. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Can you give me the correct spelling of your name?
Sure. So it's S as in Sam, T.
Right.
P-H-A-N-I-E.
P-E-P-H-I-N-E.
Nope.
So that's what I put down there.
S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E.
Oh, Stephanie. A. That's what I forgot, that other A in there, to make it an up-ne. Stephanie. It's just, you got me Monday morning, and, yeah, I'm just... trying to get up really organized here, and God, I got appointments and blah 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 blah. So
I get it, I understand.
Just one of those days. All right, Stephanie. So 1:15, I guess I'll be keeping my phone open for you at any time
okay.
if you call. If not, I would be calling you.
Sounds good. All right, I'll talk with you tomorrow. You enjoy the rest of your day, Glenn.
You too, Stephanie. Thank you. Uh huh.
All right, thanks.